I want you to test everything that I say with the Bible. Because there may be things that I say tonight that you may not agree with. And so the final authority should not be what I am proclaiming, but what God has said. And the Bible, I believe, warns us that in the last days, there will be a time of great deception. It's actually called delusion. And that many will be deceived in the name of Christ. I want you to test everything that I say with the Bible. Because there may be things that I say tonight that you may not agree with. And so the final authority should not be what I am proclaiming, but what God has said. And the Bible, I believe, warns us that in the last days, there will be a time of great deception. It's actually called delusion. And that many will be deceived in the name of Christ. And tonight we want to examine some of the trends that are taking place in our society that are occurring within the name of Christianity. And we're going to be looking at how these things that are taking place can be understood in light of Scripture. Paul continued to say, there is another Christ. So another gospel, another spirit, and another Christ. And I believe that he's exhorting them. Get back to the gospel, the true gospel. He spoke to the Galatians in the same way. He said, there's another gospel. And he said to them, who has bewitched you? These were genuine, sincere believers who believed that they were believing the truth, but they had been deceived into believing a lie. And throughout the Bible, we see that there is an author of deception. Satan, the dragon, the devil, the one who deceives the whole world. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 12. We read, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. See, there's a battle going on. And many times we think this battle is with people because it's right up close. But Paul is telling us that behind the scenes, in another dimension, we can't see it with our eyes, but it's real. And human beings are actually pawns that play a role in this deception. And what is even more troubling is that Christians, that is, those who have placed their trust in Jesus Christ, who believe in him, can also play a role in the deception if they do not live according to this book, God's will. What do we mean by the new wine? Well, I'm going to give you some references here as we look at various articles and publications. First of all, we look at this Charisma magazine, December 1999. And the major article in the magazine, as you can see the headlines on the front cover, states, fasten your seatbelt. A Christian revival could sweep the world in the next 25 years. And there have been many people that have been talking about this for several decades. Actually, in the 40s, late 40s, and it originated actually from Saskatchewan, where I'm from. There were a group of individuals who claimed that there was a great outpouring that was going to take place. They called it the latter rain. And they foretold that God was raising up a mighty army that was going to be empowered, that is, Christians empowered as never before, and they were going to be called up as prophets and apostles and generals in this army, and they were going to lead the world the greatest revival that had ever occurred or would occur. a movement towards one world religion for the name of Christ, for peace. We're going to see there's a whole lot of things that are coming together. And believe me, I don't think the world is getting better. It's getting worse. But in the midst of the darkness, there's light, and people are coming to Christ. That's the good news. This pastor has written this book. It's called Into the Fire. How you can enter renewal and catch God's holy fire. Catch the fire? What is this? Well, it's part of the New Wine movement. And I will explain some of the phenomena, some of the behavior. And this is what Cheon states on page 22 of his book regarding this particular movement. He says, although many have found this movement controversial, I have maintained it is either the biggest deception to hit the church in the history of the church, or it is the beginning of a great revival. So you can see there's two positions. He says he believes that this is part of the great revival, and it's controversial because there are others that I take this position, that this is part of the great delusion that the Bible talks about. That it happens in the name of Christ. And people are caught up in an experience-based form of Christianity. And they're sincere people. Many of them love Jesus. They want to do all they can to serve Jesus, but they're not willing to read His Word. And so they're beginning to embrace almost anything and everything in the name of Christ. Incidentally, there are many of these books that are written by various authors that have similar titles. For example, here's The Toronto Blessing, an experience or of renewal and revival, Catch the Fire, by Guy Chevrel. Or a second book that he's written, Share the Fire, The Toronto Blessing in Grace-Based Evangelism. Or a third book, Pray with Fire, Interceding in the Spirit. Now, first of all, let me say the Bible talks about fire, the Holy Spirit, but it also talks about strange fire. And the real thing hits Brownsville, Portal and Pensacola, by Rene Deloria, more fire. And this kind of behavior, and I've been to many of their meetings, uncontrollable shaking. Preaching, laughing, even animal behavior. And they say God is doing something new. And when you point out that it's not found in the Scripture, they say, not everything that God does is in the Bible. One of the leaders said, if everything that happened on the day of Pentecost was written in the book of Acts, you would need a wheelbarrow to carry the book of Acts around. So, they justify this behavior based on what the Bible does not say, rather than what the Bible does say. Well, they say that it's the Holy Spirit, but you will not find any reference to this in the Scriptures. I would be concerned. Then, I'm reminded of this, Benny Hinn. Well, let me paraphrase. He said Jesus was going to show up. Jesus was going to materialize on the platform. I don't know if Benny Hinn has ever read Matthew 24. And as we're going to see, the Bible says that in the last days, people who believed, now don't believe. That is, there's an apostasy. There's a falling away from the faith. They once believed, but now they believe in something else. They have a faith, but it's not the faith based on the Word. Now, turn with me to Matthew in chapter 24, because we need to look at the words of Jesus regarding this subject. And many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. In verse 23, then if anyone says to you, behold, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe him, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I told you in advance. Bible prophecy is knowing the future before it happens. And of course, we don't know everything about the future before it happens, but God has seen fit to reveal to us certain things that have been recorded in His Word. And when we study Bible prophecy, we know that Bible prophecy has either already been fulfilled, is in the process of being fulfilled, or it will be fulfilled with 100% accuracy. So, in relation to this subject matter, when Jesus said, "Beware of deception, many will be deceived by many, many false teachers, many false prophets, many lying signs and wonders, I've told you in advance, you can believe it."